We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If God say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking too? Very stupid of the record label to release Beyonce album early in other parts of the world, and then when it leaks, call radio stations to tell people not to play anything off it. Like, what year do y'all think this is? But anyway, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 28th is just a reminder of why in life you have to measure twice to cut once. Okay, what does that saying mean, Uncle Charlotte? Well, used in a literal carpentry sense, it means you should double check your measurements for accuracy before cutting a piece of wood. Otherwise, it may be necessary to cut again. Okay, wasting time, materials, and money. All right, in life, it means you should double check, triple check things for accuracy, okay? Because once you make that mistake, there's no going back. And I have two stories for you this morning to back up that statement, okay? Oh, yes, we're doing double donkey duty. One donkey is going to the Central Funeral Home of New Jersey. You already know when a funeral home is involved, and you probably know what the mix-up is. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
Kumi Kim says that her 93-year-old, deeply religious mother's final wish was to have a send-off in a New Jersey church surrounded by her family and friends. So that's what they did in November of 2021. But it wasn't until the casket was lowered into the ground and suddenly pulled back out of a Westchester County grave that they say that the funeral director copped to a huge mistake.
We lost our mind. It was very difficult to
think about that, what we have to do.
The funeral home involved goes by two names, Central Funeral Home of New Jersey and Blackley Funeral Home. Its owners have not returned our messages. Kim's daughter says she knew it wasn't her mom when she saw the woman's face at the church.
As soon as they opened it, I told her, this doesn't look like my mom.
They say that Central and Blackley staff failed to follow their own policies that include immediately tagging bodies to ensure proper identification. So this week, the family filed a $50 million lawsuit against the funeral homes for the pain and suffering and alleged negligence. They say that the funeral director never told the other family involved about the mix-up, so they did.
Can you imagine? They deserve every damn penny. Cough up the whole $50 million. I'm already dealing with grief, and you're going to traumatize me even more at a time like this? Pay me my money. Okay, I understand funeral homes do this on the regular, but it really pains me to think that funeral homes are just treating people's loved ones like nameless pieces of meat. Even if you don't respect the bodies, respect the feelings that folks have for the people they lost, not to mention... This is racist as hell, because this 93-year-old woman was Asian, and the person they mixed up with her was 20 years younger than her, so that means she was 73. This plays into the racial trope that all Asians look alike. For that, I think it should be a racial component added to this lawsuit as well. This is what happens when you don't measure twice. Okay, you must measure twice in order to cut once. Central Funeral Home of New Jersey clearly didn't measure at all. Now, my second donkey of the day goes to a 49-year-old North Carolina woman named Christy Jones. Lord have mercy. What did Christy do? Well, she was charged with felony first-degree arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and larceny of animal. What the hell did Christy do? Well, let's go to WRAL for the report, please.
We are learning chilling new details about a house set on fire in Gold Hill.
Well, Rowan County Sheriff's Office, now they tell us tonight that Christy Jones, you see right here, now that she is charged with arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and stealing a dog.
Queen City News Northeast Bureau Chief Sydney Heiberger spoke to the homeowners who say there is more to this story than meets the eye.
According to those homeowners, this is more than a little fire on the front porch. They say this was a calculated and dangerous arson, but easily could have turned out deadly. The homeowners didn't want to be identified, but the wife says when she woke up to take a phone call, she noticed the fires. Her husband ran out to help, grabbing the garden hose to try to put out a fire that was deliberately built right next to their propane tank. Mm. Only he says someone had sprayed sealant over the nozzle so no water would come out. He says he ran to the pool to get water from there instead, only it had been slashed at least 8 times. Deputies told us a man came to the scene, saying the suspect's description matched that of his ex-girlfriend, Christy Jones.
Christy wanted to set fire to her ex-boyfriend's house, but she ended up setting fire to a house owned by someone else, and she took the people's dog hostage. Okay, in Christy's case, she should have measured twice so she can light once. All right, let me tell you something. If you didn't even know where your ex-boyfriend's house was, then I can guarantee you that wasn't really your ex-boyfriend. Okay, he was just smashing. All right, you thought you was something you weren't. He never brought you to his place of residence because you were never his boo. All right, you went to get revenge and ended up setting some poor family's house on fire for no damn reason. He probably smashed at that location, but that wasn't his house, poor baby. Here's the thing. When we are dealing with irreversible decisions, you know, like burying someone or setting someone's house on fire, we have to make sure to get those right. Okay, but outside of those two situations, we as humans, whether we know it or not, are faced with irreversible decisions every damn day. And it is best to double check than to make a mistake. Okay, that is the moral of this whole donkey. Double check before you do something so you don't make a mistake. Double check before you say something, okay? You know, before you don't make a mistake, because once whatever energy you on is released to the universe, there is no taking it back. And now you have to deal with the consequences of said energy. And sometimes those consequences are $50 million lawsuits and potential prison time. Please let Remy Ma give the Central Funeral Home in New Jersey and Christy Jones from North Carolina respectfully the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.